Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Hello. Welcome to Jive on Air with Cody. Today we are going to be discussing about dolphins. Dolphins swim alongside a humpback whale to say hello. Your turn. What do you think about dolphins, B?
Dolphins are really related to whales and porpoises.
Dolphins are so pretty when they fly up the sky.
I do their flips.
Yeah. I like that.
Do you go watch it?
Sometimes when I could see them.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun for me. I like dolphins.
Me too.
Yeah. Me too. Sometimes I like to eat them too when I make tuna sandwiches.
Yeah. Do you ever catch a dolphin in the internet?
Yeah. But then we let it go.
Why?
Because it's a dolphin.
Hey, Kathy Bear. What do you think about dolphins? Kathy, what do you think about dolphins?
I think they're pretty cool.
Okay, Kathy thinks they're pretty cool.
We started.
Okay, and now I got a special guest, our fluoride lady, Kathy Bear. She wants to tell us what she thinks about dolphins.
I think they're pretty, and I like to watch them when they go in front of the boat. When we're going to Bristol Bay, they go in front of the bow and just go off the bow of your boat, and you just watch them jump in and out of the water. They're great.
Oh, how nice. Thanks, Kathy Bear, for that. Okay, run along.
Do we even have dolphins here? Or are
porpoises are dolphins.
Yeah, Raven. They're a type of dolphin. Okay, Raven, what do you think?
There was a bunch out in the bay one time out here in the bay.
Raven, what do you think about dolphins?
I think they live in the south.
No, what do you think about them, Raven? Not where they live.
I think they're cute.
Okay, thanks, Raven, for that. Whitney Lanham, what do you think about dolphins?
I think they're not cute. I think they're vicious.
Whitney, you could just leave. Whitney, dolphins are nice. Dolphins are nice. Okay, guys. Did you guys know that dolphins sleep with one half of their brain plus one eye closed, then switching to the other side of the brain on the other eye closed during the other parts of the day, slowing down everything inside their bodies and moving very little? What do you have to think about that?
That's pretty interesting. You have to be, like, super smart to do that.
What?
What do you think about that?
About what?
Dolphins asleep with their brain and one eye open, they're always on alert.
Well, that's a good thing.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to do that. I would want a full sleep.
Full sleep?
Yeah.
But they're always alert. Shauna Jo, what do you think about dolphins?
I think that dolphins are soft and shiny, and that I want to swim with dolphins one day.
Okay.
And ride them. You know, mermaid. Where you hold on to their fin and they take you. But about the sleeping thing, I agree with Honey Lou. I think it'd suck to have sleep, yeah. But if they have to have sleep, yeah, or else they won't live. And, dolphins are kind of like humans, because some humans sleep with their eyes open. Their brains on.
Okay. OMG. Mr. Giro, are you supposed to put yourself in here?
If you want me to be, I can do that.
What do you think about dolphins, teacher Mr. Giro?
I think that they are amazing, and when they whistle to each other, it sounds really, really cool.
You want me to tell you a cool fact about how they whistle, or what's going on with them whistling?
I'd love to know about the whistling.
Did you know that every single dolphin has a different whistle to extinguish how different they are? And that they're different. Every single dolphin has a different whistle. Not one has the same whistle. Did you know that?
Cool.
Yep, it's pretty amazing.
Dolphin, what would your whistle sound like?
What would your whistle sound like, Bianca?
I don't even want to know.
We want to know. Say it.
No, it's
hurry
okay.
Up. Go.
Nope.
Bianca's not participating, Mr. Giro.
Bianca's not
going to
go.
Oh, whistle. Do.
What would your whistle be like?
I don't know what a dolphin whistle sounds like.
Your own whistle. Raven, I was kind of singing one of my whistles.
It's still different.
Couldn't you hear mine?
Okay, Shauna Jo's whistle. The uncle call. Whitney,
take your whistle. I can't whistle.
Whistle.
I can.
This is Whitney's.
Okay, Mr. Dill, make your whistle.
I think mine would be more like a sea lion barking, like art, art, art. Because that'd be like my cool whistle.
Bianca, just cooperate. Bianca, cooperate. Make a whistle. Just make a noise.
Boing, boing, boing.
Okay, that's Bianca's little whistle thing. We're going to take a break here right now. Mr. Dill's going to play a song for you guys. It's going to be amazing.
To
All right. Like a bat, dolphins use echolocation to navigate and hunt, bouncing high-pitched sounds off objects and listening for echoes to find what they want. What do you have to say about that, B?
What they do?
They're like bats. They hunt from sounds. They bounce off high-pitched things off objects, and that's how it comes to them.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty hardcore. I want to be a dolphin.
What do you have to say about that?
What?
Dolphins use high-pitched sounds bouncing off objects to hunt. That's how they hunt.
Oh, I think that's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's,
what else?
That's cool that they all do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't make noises when I hunt. I actually be quiet, but that's how they roll. I don't know if anyone can hear them.
Do you move?
Weirdo. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I wear camel.
Do you wear camel?
Yeah.
Do you when you
most of the time I just sit on the ground and eat chips.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, what do you think about that? What do you think about that dolphins, how they hunt like that?
Good.
What else?
They're fighters.
They're fighters, yep. Who do they fight?
Sharks.
Do you like that little fight between sharks and dolphins?
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are dolphins.
Oh, they are. Okay. Raven, what do you think about that?
I thought dolphins were nice and didn't hunt and didn't fight. Like they
have to eat. They eat.
I thought they ate kelp and like
no,
little
they eat
tiny
squid
bugs.
And fish. Squid and fish.
Oh.
And squid. Fish.
Squid and fish. Fish and squid. Squid, fish. Fish,
nothing
squid.
Else?
Maybe something else. I get a sick dolphin every now and then. It's other dolphins. We never know.
Carnivorous dolphin?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I thought they were nice and ate,
just means that you
like,
eat
water
edible
vegetables.
No. They're not. They're evil. They kill sharks. They hit them on the side of the gills and kill them.
Do they ever fight with any other animals or just sharks?
I don't know. They might fight with whales.
People shouldn't swim with them.
People should swim with them. They're
fine. Well, not if they're killers like that.
Yeah, what if they want to eat you?
They
just, I want to swim with trained dolphins. I don't want to eat you.
Yeah, that's why they're trained, Raven. They're trained, Whitney. Sean Joe's right. What else do you guys have to say over here?
I don't like dolphins.
I swam with trained dolphins.
Mr. Joe has something to say.
I swam with trained dolphins in Florida, and it was a little bit creepy because you have to put your arm out, and then the dolphin comes and swims really fast, and you have to grab it, and it drags you through the water. And sometimes it rolls with you underwater, which is not fun, because it feels like it's drowning you.
Oh, how nice.
Dolphins.
It's just dolphins.
Dolphins,
dolphins, dolphins. Dolphins!
Oh, I like dolphins.
Yeah, he likes dolphins. What else?
They're cool. Okay. You see them out in the waters.
Oh, yep. That's
they,
what we said.
They swim with the boat.
That's what your Auntie Kathy Bear said.
Oh, well, she took my job for the time being.
Yep.
She spoke for me. You know, that's why she's my auntie.
Yep.
Do they ever get caught in your nets here?
Nope.
Yeah, we caught one once. It was sad. Well, it wasn't a dolphin. It was a porpoise. But still
same
sad.
Family.
Yeah.
Same family. Porpoises and dolphins are the same family.
Did you know a killer whale is actually a dolphin?
Really? How's that?
That's awesome.
Killer whale.
I got nothing to say.
Fish and squid are diet. Fish and squid are the diet of the common dolphin. Where the dolphins have seen hunting and working together to herd the fish into tight balls, they surround them and then make them tight balls, and that's how they eat. Fish and squid, Raven.
What do you mean they make tight balls?
They gather them together, they herd them together, they circle around them and they make like a little whirlpool, and all the fish go together, suck together, and they're spinning around, and then they eat them.
Yeah, and they dive through them.
Dolphins.
Oh. That's
kind of
scary.
That's sad. It's very sad.
Gross.
You're sick.
Okay, what else?
I don't know.
Every time I come to you, I ask you more questions.
I know, I still like dolphins. Is that all that matters?
should be green.
Okay.
Should they be pink?
Yes.
I want to see a pink one.
You want to see a pink one?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to go to the store to buy it.
Do they kill sharks a lot?
Yep. They do kill sharks a lot. Yeah.
So how come everyone would be scared to swim with one, like, if they're not trained?
Because they kill sharks. Sharks are evil.
Yeah,
dolphins.
But that's because they poke them in their belly and then they stop swimming and they
poke
die.
Them on the gills.
They poke you in the belly while you're swimming with them.
Yeah. I don't think it'll, like, kill me.
They could probably poke you in the head.
These things have hardcore force. They're deadly dolphins. That's all I have to say.
Would you keep one as a pet?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want a dolphin.
It
because
could be like Flippa.
No, you'd have to feed it and you'd have to take care of it. What about when it uses the bathroom? The water would be all dirty and you can't find water here.
Gross.
That's what I.
You could just leave it in
the ocean.
Where are you
supposed to find water?
And train it to come back.
We live by the water.
These things are probably used to warm water. 1 week out here, the thing will be frozen. You'll have a popsicle. Yeah, no, I'm not that rich. You let your dolphin swing in it? Swim in it? Okay. When you have birthday parties, you're gonna let them touch it? Uh-huh, and swim with it?
Then you're gonna teach a new trick?
Yep.
It's
gonna
jump. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy a shark. I'm gonna get a tank. I'm gonna train it to be evil. And then one night when you're sleeping, I'm gonna put it in your tank and let it eat your dolphin.
Yeah.
But no, it takes many dolphins to kill one shark. They go together and kill. No, my dolphin's gonna know ninja skills. My shark, I mean.
How do you intend to train your shark? Isn't that kind of scary?
No, it's not scary. I'm professional. I might even buy a killer whale.
But
what do you?
That's also a dolphin.
Yeah, I know. Bianca, what do you have to say about this? What are you going to buy? I mean, you live right on the beach. You're just going to go grab something out of the water like a sea lion and be in our little fight?
Yeah, I'm going to grab a sea lion and try to kill a shark with it.
Okay, Bianca's going to grab a sea lion. Honey Lou, what are you going to get?
A dog.
Honey Lou's bringing a dog to the fight. Mr. Gerald, what are you going to get?
Giant starfish.
Giant
because
starfish.
It will suck it in and it'll win.
Okay.
Yep.
Sharks, what are you going to get?
An octopus.
Octopus.
Yeah,
how
it'll
big?
Kill everyone with all its legs.
How big? They get huge.
Really big.
Really big?
Yeah.
How big is your tank going to be?
Big enough
how
to hold my octopus a
what
lot.
What about an ink? It's going to be all black. It's going to suffocate in its own ink.
I think we're going to get the world's largest thing of bleach and make the biggest thing of amagoo out of your octopus.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't want to put the animals in tanks. I'm
well,
going to leave them in the ocean.
We're just going to throw you in a tank.
I'm leaving them
you.
In the ocean.
You're not going to be cooperating. We're just going to throw
leave the
you.
Animals wild.
We don't want to hear your opinion. What about you?
I don't know what I want, and I think you guys... Oh, yeah, that sounds good. No, Crocs. I like Crocs.
She wants crocodiles.
Or a
manual. Mark Fountain, what do you want in there? Tigers?
With crocodiles, you know they go on land and water.
Mark, what do you want in our little fight we have going on?
Aliens.
Mark wants aliens. Aliens, yes. I think.
I know what else I want. All
I want is bring a shotgun and that'll do it all.
How big of a shotgun? How many shells? What size shells?
I'm gonna have a 12.
12? 12 what? 12 gauge?
Yes.
What size shells?
Shells you put in there.
Are you gonna go slugs?
Yeah, the bear slugs.
Yeah,
I'll just
the head.
No, 3.5, 3 inch. But are you gonna go slugs?
Yep.
Slugs?
Yep.
You know what slugs are?
Yeah.
Why are you gonna shoot black little things out of your thing that slimy and crawl on the ground?
Because they die and then it'll just be end of it and I'd win.
You know there's such a thing as slugs as a shotgun? Is there slug shotgun shells or not?
Yes.
Oh, dumb.
Don't put them in tanks. Leave them in the ocean.
We're going to put them in tanks, and they're going to fight, Raven. Nothing you can do about it. Okay, Mr. Gerald.
What's so bad about putting them in tanks, Raven?
Mr.
Okay, do you want somebody to put you in a cage? Do you want somebody to put you in a cage?
Sure, why not?
We'll have
Raven,
fun with that.
Raven,
you should
no.
be caged. Goal is not my natural habitat, so I should go home.
Raven, yeah, you don't know. Maybe you should just leave the class. You're not cooperating. We try to have a little agreement, not an argument, but Raven has to turn it into an argument. What do you have to say about that, Whitney?
I have nothing to say about that.
What, brought a fish to the fight. Bring a fish to the fight.
No.
What halls? Okay, Mr. Joe.
Put... She's really blonde and bring a little chihuahua in her purse.
No.
Yes, you are, Raven. You and your little sweater vest thingy around your neck. Yes, Raven.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
We were arguing about dolphins and tanks the other day.
You remind me of the babe.
What?
Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my baby crying for this babe could cry.
What could I do?
Bye.
How smart do you guys think dolphins are? Just from the top of your head.
Really?
I think they're pretty smart if they know how to kill sharks.
Yep. Were you here when I said how they hunt?
No, I think you said they poke them in the belly.
No, they hunt from sounds.
Oh.
Send large echoes, and that's how they find stuff.
That's pretty interesting. I say they're pretty smart then.
Yep. What about you, B?
I think they're super smart. Can't they, like, talk or something?
Yes, they could communicate.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
High tech stuff.
That's all you have to say, B?
Well, what other animals can talk?
Gorillas can use sign language.
Yeah, but that's gorillas, and they're like one step behind us.
I think monkeys could talk.
Hey, ask Mr. L what he thinks of dolphins.
Of dolphins?
Yeah, what do you think about dolphins?
They're very intelligent.
Oh.
They're smarter than dogs.
That's what we were just talking about, how smart they are.
Pigs are smarter than dogs, though.
Okay, honey, what do you think about that?
I think they're super smart, too.
What do you think about that, Raven?
I agree that dolphins are smart.
What time you agree? Okay. That's it?
Sure.
Why?
That's just what I think.
Why are they smart?
Because they are.
What about you, Whitney?
I think they're really smart. If they could be trained and hunt stuff with their sounds.
Lily, do you want to talk again?
Uh-oh. Okay, what about you, Mr.
I think that should be further away from me. That echolocation is a neat skill, but I don't think they have to be trained to use it. And I think that it's cool that they can talk to different things. There's like a lot, bunch of studies going on where dolphins talk and humans record them, and then they see if they can figure out what they're saying and how they're communicating.
Have they ever found out how they do it? Did they ever hear?
I think they're still studying.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You have a little fact on there about how smart dolphins are?
It's like intelligence, communication. There's a lot of stuff on here.
Tell us something.
What do you want to know?
Tell us anything about dolphins. It's your chosen topic.
The military uses dolphins and this ability to help them find water mines.
That's pretty interesting. How do they do that?
With their little sound thingies.
Echolocation?
Yep. Military uses dolphins, so they are trained to use it.
I think the military uses the dolphin like ability. I don't think they actually use dolphins, do they?
Yep, dolphins. Military uses dolphins and this ability to help them find water mines.
Oh, interesting.
This ability is termed called echolocation. What do you have to say about that?
You were just wrong.
You said they can't be trained, but they obviously can be trained.
I don't know how they used it. I didn't realize that the military had dolphins on hand to find water mines. It's a pretty interesting fact.
Yep. What about you, Rayleigh?
I still think they're intelligent, and they should be, like, more thankful.
Okay, Chandra.
Whatever.
Yes, Cody?
What about you?
What do I think about dolphins?
Yep. Okay, and the military uses dolphins' ability to find water mines. They have ability to send sound waves and know where stuff's at. What do you think about that? Military's using them.
I think that's pretty awesome that our military uses dolphins as technology.
Yep. Thank you, Chandra. What about you, B?
I definitely agree, because they are very smart, and we should be using their smartness to an advantage.
Yes.
Cody.
What?
What do you think's gonna happen when the dolphins go extinct? Then what's the military gonna do?
I don't know. What about you, Hanilu?
Hmm?
What about you?
I think that's cool.
And?
That's it! It's just cool!
What about you, Rick?
I don't think the military should use them.
Why not?
Because
why?
Nobody asked them if they wanted to be used. They just took
them
and used them.
Dolphins are owned by someone.
Well,
so
they're not.
They don't mind.
Yeah, military is a big thing, Raven. This is helping us. Dolphins are a special creature when they could find landmines or water mines, okay?
Okay.
So you agree?
No.
I think she has a good point. So if something can't give its consent, then how do you know it really wants to do it? You know?
Well, I think the military takes pretty good
care of
the dolphins.
Yeah, I think so too. Raven, I think you're just wrong all day today. I think you just been an abomination to my radio show and just trying to ruin it. You're not saying anything that we want to hear. Whitney, what do you have to say?
About what?
Military using dolphins to their advantage, and they're not hurting the dolphins. The dolphins are helping the military find water mines so people won't die.
I think that's pretty high tech that they're using animals instead of all that other stuff. That
what do you think about it? How do you have feelings for these dolphins, or like, yeah, they're special, and thank God they're out there helping us, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad they're out there helping us.
Okay, what about you, Mr. Joe?
I agree with Raven. I think that, I think that the dolphins don't have a choice, and that you just capture dolphins, and then you know, it's just wrong to use them.
I'm sure that if the military is going to use them for a certain purpose, I'm sure they're not going to, like, let them be extinct and make them...
But if they use them to find water mines, and then the mines blow up.
That's why they have echolocation.
That's why they're looking for them, so they don't blow up.
Excuse me, Cody, Mark has a very cool picture that you'd like
this
to share
like
with
it's
the computer.
Been taken care of.
Whoa!
It looks pretty happy.
It does look pretty happy.
And it's a military guy. It's a military dolphin. See that thing on its flipper?
Oh, it's sweet.
So we take them?
It's like an armband.
These dolphins look like they're jumping in joy, Raven, to be in the military. Do you not see that picture? No.
Oh, there's also a thing that says, care of animal.
They're taken care of with a full-time staff of veterinarians.
Oh, what do you have to say about that, Raven?
Is that a good website, like, for the military, or does it just say a bunch of stuff?
It's from Wikipedia, obviously.
Anybody could write it.
Obviously.
So, what do you have to say about that? Wikipedia, that's straight the truth. So
no, Wikipedia could be edited.
You were wrong.
You even.
Raven, you were wrong. You were wrong.
Whatever, ask somebody else.
No,
because you're just wrong. You're wrong on my radio show, and you're wrong now. Mr. Julie, would you like to change your little idea?
No, I wouldn't. I still think that if they're in the wild and they're happy and carefree, then if you have to catch them and make them work for the military, what if they're pacifists? What if they don't want to fight?
How do you know you have to catch them? What if they just, like, come up and, you know, like,
they want to recruiting office and join the army?
Yeah, poke their little beaks?
Fine. You show me the dolphin to join the army through the recruiting office, and I will admit that you're right.
Mark, go on. Maybe if YouTube work, we might be able to do it, you know? So we'd have to get YouTube back up and running so I can show you this, because I'm pretty sure it happened. All right. Before we go, are we leaving now, Mr. Joe? All right. Before we go, your last opinion on dolphins.
They're still amazing. They're pretty smart, and we should keep them in the military.
I agree.
I agree, too.
We should keep dolphins wild and leave them in the ocean and let them be.
Yeah, they get caught in boats and nets.
Those are stupid.
I think it's better that the military is using them and taking care of them so they won't get any type of, like, disease or whatever to get. There's a vet there all the time to help them out. When they're underwater, they just die. The other fish just probably push them into a burial ground.
Okay, then.
What?
I think dolphins are pretty cool.
Yeah, but dolphins, they have nothing to cure them. With the military, they have a vet there.
We have stuff that we can't be cured from, like cancer.
They probably have cancer.
Cancer is curable.
They're trying to fix it.
Not completely.
But we're not. No, you're dumb.
What do you have to say, Sandro?
I still like dolphins.
Mark? Mm-hmm. What about dolphins?
Yeah.
Just put your word in. Mark, you need participation points.
Amazing.
Hey, they don't just do that army thing to dolphins. They do it to sea lions, too.
Yeah, what do sea lions do?
They go, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Sea lions are really smart animals, too. That's why
Bianca... Sea lions are scary. They bite people in the butt.
Yep, that's why Bianca brought one to the fight.
Dolphins taste good.
Mr. Joe, have you ever eaten a dolphin?
Not like an actual porpoise, but like they have fish called dolphins in Florida. And
me
had
me
that
too,
before.
Mr. Jarrett, that before.
Yeah, see, but it's not an actual dolphin, just a fish that's called a dolphin.
Oh. Okay, what do you think about dolphins? Your last opinion before we go.
I think that we should quote a famous American revolutionary, give me liberty or give me death. Dolphins should be free to roam in the wild.
They are free to roam in the wild.
They're not used for the military.
Yeah, not when you take them, you put them in your tank.
Well, there is no rule saying you can't take them and put them in a tank.
I'm pretty sure there is, actually.
Probably not.
Well, if there was, I'm sure the military wouldn't be taking them.
But they are damn in the military. How else are they going to get them?
They're not going to not follow rules. Militaries are... They can't just take them if there's...
And I'm pretty sure that the military is really nice to them, so they're going to be felt welcome, and they're going to like them, too.
Yeah, military's probably going to feed them, take care of them, and everything like that, Raven.
Okay, live free or die trying, yeah?
What? Are we talking about 50 Cent here now, or what are you...
No, we're not. We are talking about dolphins.
Get rich or die trying, Mr. Zero.
Get rich, live free.
Is that like Bruce Willis, then? Yes, King Mac here on the whatever this thing is about dolphins discussion. Today was a pretty good day other than that we had one person not cooperating. She thought she knew everything, that dolphins should run wild. And then the teacher took her side at the very end. I don't know, but it's fine. Think what they want to think, but they're not right. I'm always right. And dolphins should be in the military. I just seen it on the internet, so you guys don't know what you're talking about. They're treated nicely.
See you next week when Bianca talks about the butterfly effect.
When Bianca talks about the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect. The butterfly effect. The butterfly effect.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all